Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning. I hope everybody is doing well. And joining me in studio from the Coffeyville Historical Society is President Chris Crane. Good morning, Chris. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
It is good to see you. And before we get started on, you know, all the things we're going to talk about. One of the first things you probably want to talk about is that you guys have a brand new website that you want to let everybody know about.
We do, and you can check it out on the billboard out on the east side of town by JC Pump. We just got a new skin up there, but the billboard, the website, is www.coffeyvillehistory.com. And it isn't just, we had a separate Brown Mansion website and a separate Dalton Defenders, and this is just a one-stop shop, like you put it earlier.
Yeah, it makes it a little bit easier to just kind of find everything. And like you said, you can click on one part that says Dalton Museum, or you can click on the other part where it's the Brown Mansion one.
Exactly. And yeah, there's links to that, and then there's links to things like the Chamber of Commerce, and it talks about not only the Dalton Defenders, but the Old Bank downtown, which is where the Chamber of Commerce and the jail. And hopefully, it's still a work in progress, but we're really proud of what we've got so far, and we're thinking eventually maybe we might be able to have some gift shop items on sale that people can purchase online. So, you know, we can mail them to
there
you.
There we go. And also joining us in studio is Amy Dollar. She's one of the Coffeyville Historical Society board members. Good morning, Amy. How are you
good
doing?
Good morning.
All right. Well, okay. So we talked about the new website, and let's go ahead and get started. Despite the COVID-19 outbreak, you guys have still had a steady stream of visitors.
We have. We were closed down for 2 months, and I think the governor allowed us, we were able to open like the 23rd of May, and so we did weekends for a while, and then the 1st of June, we were a limited hours. We were just open from 11 to 2 Monday through Saturday, and we were getting people coming in. And June 15th, we opened our regular hours. I think we've actually done a little bit better business. I mean,
it has gone really well.
Well, I think people want to get out.
Yeah.
And I believe the CDC had something out about the low risk activities, things that you could do to prevent the spread. And museums are one of the low risk things because you don't touch anything. You're in there and you're social distance.
Yeah, you kind of social distance anyway when you're in a museum.
So exactly.
Yeah, talk and whisper.
And I think people were just anxious to get out and do something. And it's educational.
Absolutely. And in both places, I haven't been to the Dalton Defenders Museum yet. I need to go to it at some point.
Well, for shame.
But I've been to the Brown Mansion, and so I definitely need to get to the Dalton Defenders Museum. I definitely want to get over there and check that out because I enjoy going to museums and stuff like that because I enjoy history.
Kyle got spoiled. The first time Kyle got to go to the Brown Mansion was during the gala last year.
Yeah.
So he got
to see it. Oh, well, you saw it at its very best.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I probably did get a little spoiled.
But it is. Both of them are great places. So, yeah, we'd love to have you come down.
And the boys would love it.
Oh, yeah. I definitely think they would. And you guys, you guys have rearranged your gift shops, you know, getting in new items such as, well, you know, masks.
I'm going to show you one of them.
Oh, this nice.
Oh, how cute.
Oh, very cool.
It has a picture of a cowboy on there, and it says, "Don't worry, this isn't my bank robbing mask." So, we are really lucky. One of our board members, Rob Burrows, and he is a Civil War reenactor. He has also opened up his own business, Outlaw Mugs. And he's doing a great job. He's made these masks for us. We've got new mugs. He did sunshades, car coasters. We have patches. It's just bottle openers. It's pretty neat. We've got some stuff, and then we've just been ordering. We kind of put a little pause on everything when we were moving from one building to the other, and we had a lot of overstock.
Mm-hmm.
And we've sold some things down, and we've got some different t-shirts in there. And the same thing at the Brown Mansion. I went out there Monday, I guess, and just really rearranged it and cleaned it up. And then we've got some new items coming in out there too.
The magnets are very cool.
I've got more magnets coming.
And
I mean, really.
On a kind of an interesting note, we had purchased skillets for the radio auction. We had people coming up to me and saying, "When are you going to auction those Acme skillets? My son wants to max bid. We got to get out the hay field."
There you go.
And she goes, "He already got the Brown Mansion one. Now get the Dalton Museum one up there." She's like, "We want a max bid on it." So everybody was really excited get those. Well, it's a piece of history,
a piece of
Coffeyville. It's very, very, very cool. So if you don't have a skillet, you should go buy one.
And they're only $10.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. I mean,
I know a lot of people that go out and do some Christmas shopping and buy things. So that's what we want.
Hey, that's a good that's a good Christmas gift right there for you. So also, you guys have been received a grant from Humanities Kansas, which is going to help out a ton, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. We, you know, we were closed for 2 months. And just like everybody else, it's a little different, you know. We, just like other businesses, we have to pay our utilities still, and we have things that we still have to pay month to month. All of our workers, most of, we do pay for a housekeeper. We pay for an event coordinator out at the Brown Mansion. It's a minimal amount of money, but everybody at the Dalt Museum is volunteers. And so we still had things that we had to pay, and this grant enabled us to take care and cover all those costs. And I'll do a report in September and let them know how much we appreciate it, but it did help a lot.
And like you said, in closing down 2 months, that is hard for any kind of business.
Oh, yeah.
to try to come back from that. So again, this this grant from Humanities Kansas, I know was a big help. And you're wanting to encourage visitors to check out the new murals by Mike DeRosa over in Death Alley.
Yeah, Sam Kudrick with Coffeyville Tourism commissioned those, and they've been in the works for a while, and by gosh, he got them finished. And I saw Mike and Bob York was helping him put them up in the alley, and I kind of watched for a while and then went back later, and they're pretty awesome.
And, they look really cool.
They do. And then we have plans. That's on the north side of the alley, and on the south side, which is our building, we have plans to hopefully, we're planning on painting part of it and offering a, I'm not sure how we're going to word it. It's still, we haven't done it yet, but we're wanting to do this hopefully by Dalton Days. A chance for the public to have their name put on a brick. They can pay for it. And we've already entered an agreement with the school district. I've talked to Spencer McLaughlin, who's the art teacher for Phil Kinley, and the proceeds we're going to split with them, and they will take a portion of it, and they can use it for our club or whatever they wish.
Right.
And then we will use the rest. We'll go towards the upkeep of the museum and help with that. Just a fundraiser type idea.
Well, there you go. I mean, a nice connection between you guys and Phil Kinley High School.
Oh, yeah.
It's very, very cool to be able to do that. And so, and I also need to go down Death Alley myself as well. I just, there's a lot of times especially during the COVID-19, I was going home, work.
Have you ever been down there and seen the jail before?
I've driven by it. It's,
you need to go down there and you put a couple of quarters in and it plays a Rodney Lay song. And
I'll have to take you on a Amy Coffeyville tour of
tour
downtown
of
and Death Alley.
There you go. I noticed that they had the body outlines down in the alley where it had been repainted and re-outlined. So I think they're getting ready for things too.
That's Maisie Jane's favorite. My daughter, she loves the outlines. We walk. That's our,
yeah, to see where they were actually at.
Yeah, so she likes that.
Well, and I mean, the Chamber of Commerce building was being the original Condon Bank. That is always, they're open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, and it's free to go in there. And you can get a tour of the old bank part of it. And the best part is there's an icy machine down there, folks.
Candy Westbrook tells me that all the time. She says, come on down, you can get a free icy. And I'm just like, I have to get down there and try the free icy.
Hey, I love going down and getting an icy.
Get an icy and then go down Death Alley.
Because,
there we go.
Because, ices were invented in Coffeyville.
The ices are delicious.
And
they're the best.
Omar Nedlick of Coffeyville, Kansas invented those.
I'm so thankful every day at the end of the day when I take my shoes off. I always tell my kids, I said, you know what's special about Coffeyville? I got a shoe for the left foot and the right foot. Not just a square foot for
that's
everybody.
That's right, Mr. Cubine. That's how we know. Yeah.
All right. And then, like you said, you were talking about the new skin on the billboard. You guys want them to check out on the east side of town by J.C. Pump. And you want to give a thank you to Designs Unlimited
that. They gave them an idea of what we wanted. They sent us a proof. We went through, made a couple of changes, and sent it back. And I think it looks really nice. It was paid for by an anonymous donor who gave money to the Coffeyville Area Foundation specifically for us to get that billboard with the new skin. Previously, it had the logo for the 150th logo from the birthday thing last year, and we had given that, you know, money was raised to put that on there. But it looks good. It's a picture of the Dalton Defenders mural, a picture of the mansion, and it
looks really cool.
I think it says the header is "The Past Comes Alive in Coffeyville."
There we go.
And has the websites and the Facebook links.
We drove by and looked at it a couple days ago.
I know.
Yeah,
we kind of did too. We went and sat down there and took a few pictures.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that at all, especially as good as it looks. And Chris, you also wanted to talk about something else real quick, and it's about the upcoming Native American Unity Gathering that will be taking place in Southtown.
Yes. My 9-to-5 job is I'm Director of Indian Education for Coffeyville School District. And one of the things we are planning this year, and we're doing this with Native American Fellowship Incorporated down in South Coffeyville and Cherokee Nation. And we've invited the Caney School District, Coffeyville Community College has a Native American leadership program, and they're going to be helping us with this also. And South Coffeyville and Oklahoma Union, and it's a chance for the Native kids to come down. It's an educational day. It'll be a Saturday, September 26th. At South Coffeyville at the NAFI building, and it'll be from 10 to 5. We're still in the planning stages, had a meeting this week. The idea is I know Chief Hoskin, Chuck Hoskin from Cherokee Nation will be there, and I believe some of the chiefs, Osage Tribe, Shawnee, and Delaware, and some tribal counselors, Cherokee National Treasures. We will have some vendors in the building so you can purchase things, and there will be free food. And you can't discount that too much.
Free food.
But I think while supplies last, I think we're going to have a lady from Bartlesville that is going to make our fry bread, but she's going to do a couple of fry bread demonstrations to show people how to do it. And also grape dumplings. My husband's cooking a bunch of pulled pork that we will have out there.
Yay.
And there will be a Cherokee cowboy chuck wagon, but it's going to have the cultural grounds there. You'll be able to see some exhibitions, dancing, and learn some stuff maybe about American Indian Sign Language, storytelling, drumming. You know, it's open. You don't have to be Native to be there, but we do ask that everybody that show up, you show respect. It may not be your culture, but it is very important to Native Americans. And there will also be some kids' activities, coloring area. There will be beading, corn husk dolls, things that the kids can take with them.
I think that's going to be so much fun. I'm excited for that. And I believe that KGGF is going to be there as well.
We're planning on KGGF doing a remote down there, at least for part of the morning. And
so you want to sign up with me, Kyle? We'll do it.
Yeah, we'll see.
I like to put him on the spot.
It's not until September. Yeah, it'll be nice. But it'd be something you would enjoy, I think.
No, I think I would enjoy it too. I mean, because I do have Native American descent. I mean, I got Cherokee, Choctaw, Potawatomi, and Ottawa. I got it all.
There you go.
So I think I definitely would want to come down to it, and I could bring my kids down too if I have that weekend. So
that this would be, I mean, we're really think it's going to be a success, and we're hoping that it's something we can build on every year and maybe make this an annual event. And it's amazing. I had Corey Fear, who is head of the Native American Leadership Program at Coffeyville Community College. We had been talking, and he was new to that particular job, and he wanted to do something, and we went down to the Native American Fellowship and met with Bill Davis, who is one of their elders, and I've known him for many years, and he's a good man. And we kind of came up with this idea, and they have just, that whole fellowship group, their board has been behind this. He was talking with Chief Hoskin of Cherokee Nation. They've gotten behind this. We can't be more thrilled. And I might add that Cherokee Nation, I spoke with Victoria Vasquez, who's their tribal counselor for District 11, and then to Chief Hoskin. They are donating a 40-inch flat screen TV and a wall mount to the Dalton Defenders Museum to put in one of the rooms called Before There Was Coffeyville. And Victoria, who is a Cherokee Nation treasure in pottery, is making us a special pot for our museum.
Oh, very cool.
I mean, yeah, and her stuff is on display in the Smithsonian.
Wow.
And the Museum of Fine Art in Boston. So
that's
pretty
big
darn,
league right there.
Big league stuff. And we're really, really grateful to Cherokee Nation.
Absolutely. So again, let everybody know the hours for both the Dalton Museum and also when they can set up tours for Brown Mansion.
Dalton Museum is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Sundays from 1 to 4 p.m. And the Brown Mansion is open Tuesday through Saturdays with guided tours at 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. And we advise you to get there about 10 minutes early, because once a tour starts, if there's only one person there working, they won't go ahead and lock the door. I mean, you can't get in it because you're going to be wandering around this place.
Right.
You don't want to be walking in. But Amy gives tours out there. I give tours.
It's a lot of fun.
Actually, Amy, you're down to give tours this weekend. Saturday.
I am.
You
Yay.
Are. So,
well, I can't find my organizer book. I messaged her the other day and I said,
yeah,
I'm late until I find my organizer book.
Yeah.
So. The tours are well worth
it. No, I see you carrying that book all the time. So,
I got another one. I have to carry many books. Oh, yeah.
we get a lot of, I will get emails and people will compliment us on the tour guides and what a great job and how. Yeah, it is. We're lucky. We're lucky with all of our guides.
Well, again, and how can they contact you guys?
You can send emails to me at kcrane, would be KCRANE, and the number 5 at cox.net. That's my personal home email, but that's the link. So the... Boy, you put me on a spot here. I'm trying to remember the phone numbers. I believe the phone number for the Dalton Museum is 251-5994, and the Brown Mansion is 251-0431.
Yeah, you can probably call either place. Yeah. You can probably call either place and get information.
There's a message. If no one answers and you call when it's closed, there's a message saying what the hours are.
All right, sounds good. So, again, be sure to check out both the Dalton Defenders Museum and the Brown Mansion. Great places to go and check out, especially if you love museums. Ladies, thank you so much for coming
thank
in today.
You.
We really do appreciate it.
Appreciate
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Here on this Friday Eve.